जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे बोलो जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा श्याम गौरी नित्या किशोरी प्रीतम जोरी श्री राधे बोलो जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे रसिक रसिलो चेला चरिलो गुण गरबिलो श्री कृष्णा बोलो बोलो जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा रास बिहारिणी रस बिचारिणी यऊर दारिणी श्री राधे रस बिचारिणी यऊर दारिणी श्री बोलो जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जब नवरंगी नवल त्रिवांगी श्याम सुअंगी श्री कृष्णा बोलो नवल त्रिवांगी श्याम सुअंगी श्री कृष्ण बोलो जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा प्राण प्रियारी रूपा उजारी अति सुकुमारी श्री राधे बोलो जय राधे 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 जय श्री राधे नैन मनोहर महामोर कर सुंदर अवतार श्री कृष्णा बोलो सुंदर अवतार श्री कृष्ण बोलो जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा शोभ श्रेणी मोहामेनी कोकिलवेणी বলো জয় রাধে জয় রাধে রাধে জয় রাধে জয় শ্রী রাধে কিরাতি বান্দা কামিনী কান্দা শ্রী ভগবান শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলো কামিনী কান্দা শ্রী ভগবান শ্রী বলো জয় কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ জয় কৃষ্ণ জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চন্দাবরণী কুণ্ডারণী শোভাসদনী শ্রী রাধে বলো জয় রাধে জয় রাধে রাধে জয় রাধে জয় শ্রী রাধে পরম উদার প্রভা অপার অতি সুকুমার শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলো জয় কৃষ্ণ জয় কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ জয় কৃষ্ণ জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ হংস গমনী রজতর রমণী ক্ষীর কমনী শ্রী রাধে বলো জয় রাধে জয় রাধে রাধে জয় রাধে জয় শ্রী রাধে রূপরসাল নয়ন বিশাল পরম কৃপাল শ্রী কৃষ্ণ নয়ন বিশাল পরম কৃপাল শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলো জয় কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ জয় কৃষ্ণ জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ কঞ্চন বেলি রতি রস রেলি অতি অল রেলি শ্রী রাধে বলো জয় রাধে জয় রাধে রাধে জয় রাধে জয় শ্রী রাধে সব সুখ সাগর সব গুণ আগর রূপ উজাগর শ্রী কৃষ্ণ রূপ উজাগর শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলো জয় কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ জয় কৃষ্ণ জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ রমণী রাম্য তরুতর সাম্য গুণ অগম্য শ্রী রাধে গুণ অগম্য বলো জয় রাধে জয় রাধে রাধে जय राधे जय श्री राधे दाम निवासी सब प्रकाशी सहज सुहासी श्री कृष्ण सहज सुहासी बोलो जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण चकिया लरिनी अति प्रिय वारिणी गुरु मारिणी श्री राधे जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे अंग अंग चोना सरस सलोना सुभग सुचोना श्री कृष्णा बोलो जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण राधा नामिनी गुण अभिरामिनी श्री हरि प्रिय स्वामिनी श्री राधे श्री हरि स्वामिनी श्री बोलो जय राधे राधे जय हरे हरे हरि हरे 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 श्री कृष्ण हरे 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 बोलो जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे ओ जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण बोलो जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे बोलो जय कृष्ण कृष्ण जय कृष्ण जय श्री कृष्ण जय जय श्री राधे राम
ओह नेर द कोकिला वाई डोंट यू In fact, one of the lines is Kokila Veni. Actually, two hidden meanings are here. One is that Radharani's voice is just as is sweeter than the Kokila. And in Sanskrit, Kokila can also mean jasmine, and Veni means this braid. So Radharani's braid is filled with little jasmine flowers. Two meanings are here in this one verse. But anyway, you can hear this kokila, just imagine Radharani's voice is millions and times sweeter. So sometimes people ask why we do this, Jai Jai Sridhari. Actually there's Shastra Praman for this. Because this body is a deep black well full of pap. You know pap? Or we drink Coca-Cola. No. Pap means sin. Huh? It is filled with so much pap. Now to get something from a dark well, just like sometimes on Braj Mandal Prikrama, we go some places where there's not even hand pump, there's well. So our Western devotees, they don't know all the etiquette how to deal with wells. Huh? So first mistake they do, they throw the bucket down and they let the rope just go through their hands. And what happens? You burned your hands. You have to let it down like this. If you just let it slide through your hands, then just burns your hands. You get a nice burn. So what happens when you burn your hands and they go like that, and then the rope goes, beep, the rope goes down in the well. Now bucket's gone, rope is gone, everything gone. Now we're going to have to give the sadhus 100 rupees to go buy a new bucket. No. To get something from a well, we need a hook. So they have a big long rope with several little hooks on it, and they send it down there and hook like that. So in Shastra it describes that this Ra Akshar, he's crooked just like a hook. Even, especially in English even, he's more crooked like a hook. Ra. Huh? And when you say Ra, that goes down. That sound goes down. Ra, it goes down. So we send this hook down, Ra, all the way down to the bottom, hook onto all of this path. Then we say Radhe, that is an aspirant. Hey, it goes up, that sound goes up, Ra, it goes down. Hey, it goes up and out. Huh? Hey, out, 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 out. We hook onto it, all that. We have piles and piles of pap is there. We poke it all and pull it out. Hey, out, 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 out. Then this Ma Akshar, when you say Ma, then your mouth becomes closed. Bandh. After you pull it all out, you don't want to let it come back. We pull it all out, then close your mouth, don't let it come back. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Now don't let it come back. This is Holy Dham. Everything is... all the sins are destroyed in the Holy Dham. What is it? Anya Shetra Papa Kurutam Tirtha Shetra Vinasiti. Whatever sins you do in another place, when you come to the Tirtha Shetra Vinasiti, they're all destroyed. But Tirtha Shetra Papa Kurutam Bajra Lepa Bhavishyati. If you come to the Tirtha and again you do pap, you do Tirtha Shetram Papam Kurutam Bajra Lep. You know Bajra, what is barley? If you grind the barley and make a paste from it, oh my good, this becomes a big mess. You can, just like sometimes chapati dough is hard enough to get it. You can imagine Bajra Lep is just you wash and this becomes, it's very difficult to get off. Bajra Lep, it becomes just like Bajra Lep. You cannot get that, wash it off for anything. So, anyway, here we are. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Vinitanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Aradanasya nandantai vidam yache puna puna Srimarupa padambujo Ndulityam janma janmani Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So again we start by offering our most humble prostrated obeisances at the very wonderfully soft and incredible lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has brought us all here to the Sri Mayapur Dham, where we're sitting in the shade of His Samadhi, and if we remain in the shade of His instructions, then we very soon will find ourselves in Vrajadham. So I was remembering one pastime, you'll never find it in Leelamrit. Parts of it you'll find in Leelamrit. But this pastime was personally told to me by Jamunadasi. You all know Jamunadasi, huh? One of Prabhupada's very, very first disciples and expert cook. So very interesting story how she became cook. Actually, she was the sister of Janava, who was the wife of Mukunda. So Prabhupada, he wasn't quite accustomed to this, coming to the West and boys and girls living together. So he tried to get all the boys and girls who were living together, you must get married. So he got Mukunda and Janava, convinced them to get married. So they thought this was a nice way to introduce Janava's sister to Krishna consciousness. So they invited her for the wedding. They were in New York and she was living in San Francisco on the West Coast. That is 3,000 miles away, 4,500 kilometers difference. So she flew out to the East Coast, to New York. They picked her up at the airport. They brought her back to Prabhupada's apartment, and Prabhupada had cooked a very nice feast. Now Jamuna, at this particular period in her life, she had become interested in a science called macrobiotics. If you know macrobiotics, all you eat is rice, practically. And butter, ghee, sugar, these are all mortal sins. This is mahaparad. Milk, oh, this is the worst aparad. Milk, sugar, wow, this is the maha elephant offense. You know.
How do you
love running one in the bag? How do you love? That's right. So anyway, she decided to take the thing over here. Prabhupada cooked this feast, all spices and ghee and sugar and butter and all these types of things, and she was just nibbling at everything. Now, those of you who've been in India, you know that when you go to some Indian's house, or maybe in the West you've also experienced when you go in India's house, they just feed you and 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 feed you. If you haven't had this experience, one day you will get it. Huh? Like first time we ever went on traveling Sankirtan in our lives, we came to some place called Arkansas, I think. And we're at the University of Arkansas, and all of us say, here comes this teacher wearing a dhoti. He was an Indian man, he was wearing a dhoti, he was a professor. As soon as he saw Vaishnava standing on the park there, immediately invited us to his house. And he fed us, he said, it's my duty, you are all Vaishnava, it is my duty as householder to invite you to the house and feed you. So he kept cooking and serving us, especially halava. His wife just kept cooking more and more batches of halava, and he kept serving and serving. And we'd never been in an Indian man's house before in our lives, you know. We didn't know what to do, and he just kept coming and saying, you want more? We were saying, no, no, and he just kept putting, you know. And we would say, no, no, and still they would put more, and we didn't know what to do. We didn't know where to put it anymore, and he kept coming. So finally he told us that it is our Indian culture that when somebody comes to the house, we offer something to eat. And when they're finished, again we offer, but they will say, no, no. But they're not satisfied. They're being polite. Huh? We don't want to feel look greedy.
So yes, give more.
You know, just like I remember the next time we went to some Indian man's house, you know, they had nice kirtan and invited all their friends. They made a huge feast, you know. And all the devotees said, they said the devotees first. The devotees had, you know, Govardhan Hills, it was on top of their place. And I saw the Indians, they came around, they took a little bit of everything, you know. Then next time they took, you know, a little bit more of two or three, whatever they liked. And then maybe a little bit more of third time they came around. Devotees, just every time, they were all, I was watching them, they were all sick. He said, no, but you're not satisfied. Give me, if they give you offer, you say, no, that's all right. But he's not satisfied, he's being polite. So again you give. But when he finally roars like a lion, no! Then he's fully satisfied. Then, but still, we were nervous. We'd never been in an Indian man's house before, so he offered us again. We said, no, they came to our temple president. He went, no! Then we all learned the trick. No! So anyway, so like that, Prabhupada saw that Jamuna, she was just picking at the, she wasn't eating nicely. So, the, you know, Indian, he cannot be satisfied if somebody just nibbles, you know, if he eat sumptuously. So Prabhupada was disturbed. So after they were sitting down, and Prabhupada was thinking what to do. So then he said, I know what you would like. And there was this can on the shelf above Prabhupada that was just encrusted with sugar crystals. And he pulled out this can and he pulled out this gulab jamun. First of all, it's made with milk. This is already aparad. Then it's cooked in ghee, another maha aparad. And then it's soaked in sugar juice. This is the maha elephant aparad. He said, all my, and it just crystallized sugar all down, sugar syrup all down the sides of this can. And Prabhupada pulled out these gulab jamuns and passed them out, and Jamuna was trying, you can't, it's not something you can hide in your hand very easily. But she tried to, but then anyway, she put it in her mouth, and she said, I don't know how I kept myself from throwing up right there in front of everyone. And she said, I vowed within my mind that I will never, ever, ever have anything to do with this man again in my life. Somehow or other, during the conversation, Prabhupada was so charming. It was like those who went to Tejas's class. He was telling that he saw that Prabhupada was five times more affectionate when he talked to women than when he talked to men. And when he talked to children, he was 10 times more affectionate than when he talked to women. Like that. So Prabhupada was so charming. Somewhere in the conversation he said, you're coming from the wife's side, it is the wife's side's duty to make the feast. So if you come tomorrow in the morning at 6 o'clock, then I will teach you Indian cooking. Now Prabhupada was so charming, she had just vowed, she's never going to have anything, especially food, with this guy. And now he's inviting her to come at 6 o'clock in the morning. My God, that was... that was an ungodly hour. But anyway, Prabhupada completely charmed her, so she said, alright, maybe if I had experience in Indian cooking, anyway, I'll learn something new. Huh? Then he gave her a whole list of things to buy. And they made the date, you know. So she went on, she bought, there was one thing on the list, it looked like tumarind, tumaril, she couldn't read it. She said, anyway, he'll never know. He's old man, he'll never know. So, Saturday came, 6 in the morning, somehow or other she got up and she came to Prabhupada's apartment, and she came in, this is her own, by her own words, her description, she had her hair all over the place like this. She was wearing a t-shirt with no bra and her blue jeans. This is how she came. So as soon as she came in, Prabhupada, you know, greeted her, then he got the bag and he pulled everything out and he said, there's no turmeric. You didn't get turmeric. So she made some excuse, well, I couldn't find it. He said, the boys are finding it in the shops near here. Anyway, I have got some, there's no problem. But then, you know, she'd gotten up early in the morning to get there by 6, 6:30, you know. Some little bags were under the eyes, you know. She looked really tired. So Prabhupada looked at her and said, would you like to take some rest? If you want to rest, you can go in the next room and lie down on the couch and take rest. And you'll never find this in the Leelamrita, but she personally told me this story when we installed her deities. In her mind, she said, oh my God, this guy's a dirty old man. If he sets one finger on me, I'm out of this place right now. So she went in the next room and lay down, and Prabhupada meanwhile got everything ready in the kitchen. Then he called her. Then he told her, in our Indian cooking, we are very clean, and we don't want that any hair may fall into the preparation. So maybe you can tie your hair. So somehow she tied it. Then he made her wash her hands. Everything she did, every time she touched her mouth, he said, wash your hands. You know, she touched her hair, wash your hands. Everything was washed the hands. And then the rest, you know, in Leelamrita, how, you know, he told her, would you make a medium soft dough? And she said, you mean for croquet or for this? Or, you know, all these fancy words. And Prabhupada said, how old are you? And you don't know how to make a medium soft dough for making puris, you know. Or samosas, I guess they were making. Anyway, somehow or other, she learned how to make samosas and learned so many things how to cook. So this story you'll never find in Leelamrita, but she personally told me this story. So now to the other side of the Jamuna, we went to Bandirvan, Bailvan. Now we're moving along the way to one of the other forests called Lohavan, but first we come to a very beautiful lake called Man Sarovar. Now Krishna's Leela is most incredible. It's like, you'll remember from Nectar Devotion that the living entities, they have, Krishna's got 50 qualities that the living entities also have to some tiny degree. Then there's 5 more qualities even Lord Shiva has. Then there's 60 qualities up to Lord Vishnu. But beyond that, Krishna has got 4 more special qualities. Huh? The 61st quality is Leela Madhurya. He has got most incredible pastimes. Nobody has pastimes like Krishna's pastimes. Just like we were discussing the other day about Lord Brahma being bewildered, you know. He couldn't believe Krishna's biting his laddu and giving to his friend. This is Bhagawan? Or this is some Bhagawan made by the cowherd boys? He was saying, what is? Do we do like that? Do you bite your laddu and you give it to your godbrother or godsister? Do you do like that? No. But Krishna was doing like that, and he was saying, he was completely, he was most bewildering. Sometimes the cowherd boys, you must them. But to climb on the shoulder means you have to put the foot. We had to learn about that. He climbed on, Balaram climbed on his shoulder, but somebody climbed on Krishna's shoulders. So, Leela Madhurya. Then, there's, that's third. That's fourth. Prema Madhurya. Prema Madhurya. That the love that's exchanged between Krishna and his devotees, like we're discussing this cowherd voice, and now we're going to discuss this Man Sarovar Leela. This is completely astounding type of Leela. The love that the devotees show for the Lord is just incredible. He's surrounded by devotees, imbued with the most ecstatic love. Isn't that the way it's described in Nectar Devotion? Then there's Venu Madhurya. Krishna plays his flute. Those things that ordinarily move become stationary, and those things, just like Jamuna, suddenly stop. Actually, Jamuna not only stops, she begins to flow backwards. And the birds in the sky suddenly just freeze in motion, and the cows stop, they're chewing, and suddenly they stop. And then the rocks, just like we have seen different places where Krishna's footprint has melted into the stone, because stone is ordinarily hard, but he became liquid. Huh? And the liquid things, Jamuna became hard. So many, it's amazing. Krishna's flute, enchanting, and even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they're unable to understand the melodies that Krishna is playing on his flute. They're just deep in meditation, listening to Krishna's flute. And finally, Rupa Madhurya. Krishna's form is so enchanting. More enchanting than millions of Kamdevs, Kantarpa Koti Kamani, yes. Huh? Even 10 million Kamadevs, more enchanting. Krishna is so beautiful. So this is Rupa Madhurya. Lila Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, and Rupa Madhurya. These are the four qualities nobody else has except for Vrijanda Nandan, Shyam Sundar, Sri Krishna. So now, this is the most amazing pastime. Krishna was performing Ras Leela with the gopis in Vrindavan. Somehow Radharani came a little late. And as she was coming, from a distance she saw that Krishna was enjoying so many wonderful pastimes with some other gopi. And she just became stunned that I have given up my honor, I have given up my social status, I have given up everything for this fellow. Huh? And he has just thrown everything on the ground. He's a complete rascal. And she just ran away from that place, and she crossed over the Jamuna, and she came to this very, very beautiful grove of pilu trees we were describing yesterday. And she began crying. And she cried and cried and cried, and a whole lake appeared from those tears of anger. Anger means man. Man means mind, but man actually doesn't mean anger. You take a little pride and a little coquettishness and crocodile tears and a little anger and uppityness, and you mix it all together, this is man. So Radharani is upset with Krishna and she does man lila. So Krishna was dancing and dancing, then suddenly realized that Radharani didn't come. Now he cannot be fully happy unless even though millions of gopis may be there, he cannot be satisfied. Sita and Visakha and everybody just there, and Krishna was just telling him, please, you have to find her. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't walk, I'm going to give up my life unless you find Srimati Radhika. Somehow Lalita and Vishakha, they wandered across the Jamuna, they wandered into this beautiful little grove of pilu trees, and there they saw Vrishbhanu Nandini just crying and crying, and a whole lake of tears was there. So they began to beseech on behalf of Nandanandan that you're Shyam Sundar, he's so sad, he can't eat, he can't sleep, he's going to give up his life. But Srimati Radhika said, this fellow, he's not only black on the outside, he's black on the inside, he's black through and through, he's a cheater and he has cheated me so many times, I don't want to have anything to do with this black fellow. I'm not going to have anything to do with this black fellow. So they came back and they reported to Sri Krishna. He was very upset, he didn't know what to do. Somehow he wandered over there across the Jamuna, he came to that grove. Radharani wouldn't even look at him from the corner of the corner of the corner of her lotus petal eyes. This is man. She was just looking the other way, not even seeing. And he was begging and pleading, and Gahur boys were making funny faces, you know, Madhu Mangal was there, you know. Nothing. Then Radharani, she felt something on her lotus feet. And just from the corner of her eye, she saw Krishna was just putting his head on her lotus feet. And from the corner of her eye, he looked up. From the corner of her eye, from the corner of the corner of her lotus petal, you can see a beautiful painting is there in the temple there. Beautiful painting is there. Rather, just from the corner of the corner of the corner of her lotus petal eye, she's seeing. And what is she seeing? That you've seen how the Indian ladies, they like to put this red all around their feet, huh? Lak, huh? Alta. So this is smeared on Krishna's face. When she looked out of the corner, she saw Krishna was looking up. He's got this lac smeared on different places in her face. She couldn't maintain her man anymore. This is man bhanjan, breaking the man. So her angry mood was somehow broken when she saw the smear of red all over Krishna, because he was just putting his head on. This is the most amazing thing. Everybody in the whole universe is worshipping on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. All sages and demigods, Prabodhanand Saraswati in his Radharasa Sudanidhi, he says, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, all sages and demigods worshipping on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And that Sri Krishna, on whose lotus feet all sages and demigods is meditating, he's praying on the lotus feet of Bhishmanu Nandini. And to that Srimati Radhika, I offer my humble obeisances. He says, oh, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all sages and demigods worshipping on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And that Sri Krishna, he's praying at the lotus feet of the friends of Sri Krishna, of Sri Radha. Excuse me. Which friends? Those friends who are sweeping the kunjas. He is praying that he can become the stick in the broom. Now the broom, this is a very low class instrument. But Krishna was praying to become the stick because that stick may somehow come in contact with the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, because these are the girls that are sweeping the kunjas. Everyone's meditating on his feet. He's praying on the feet of the friends of Sri Radha just to become the stick to get the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Prabodhanand Saraswati, I offer koti koti millions, 10 millions of obeisances at the lotus feet of that Sri Vrishabhanu Nandini. It's the most amazing thing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's bowing and putting his head on the feet of Srimati Radharani. The most amazing. Prabhupada has told us so many times, don't misunderstand these pastimes. Just like in, what is that? Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you learn the first 14 verses of Chaitanya, these are most amazing verses. So many amazing verses there. Now number 4th or 5th, I can't remember, is one verse that is actually written by Swarup Damodar in his notebook. And Krishnadas Kaviraj has kept it as number 4 or 5 in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then a whole chapter about this verse. He says, what is that? Rara Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmanavati Bhuvi Paradehabedam Gatoto Chaitanya Kyam Maduna Prakatam Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Bhuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti. Pranaya means loving pastimes. Prema Keli. This pranaya means the loving pastimes between young boys and young girls. So Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti. It is not nothing to do with this material world. Don't imagine anything material about this. Ladini Shakti Rasma. It is a manifestation of Sri Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti Rasma. It is a manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. Krishna has not got any material desire. Om Purnam Madat Purnam Inam Purnat Purnam. We are chanting this verse. He is full. He has not got any desire. He has no desire to fulfill. This is coming from his own energy. He has got Sandini, what is that? Sambit and Ladini Shakti. These are all his Swarup Shakti. Therefore, next verse says, Radha and Krishna are not two, they are one. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrita Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanavapi. This api is a very tiny Sanskrit word. But if you put it on the end of any other word, that word becomes very heavy. It becomes very heavy. So he says, ek atma nav api. It is ek atma. It is certainly, most certainly, one soul. Lekin deha bedam. Deha, you know. Everybody knows that verse. Dehinasminita dehe komaram jovaram jara. You know, deha means body. And bedam, just like we are teaching this achintya, beda, bed. Bed means to divide. So ekatmanavati, deha bedam, they have divided in two bodies. This is one soul manifesting in two bodies. This is not an ordinary thing. Don't keep any ordinary thing. Deha bedam gatoto, for eternity. Because we have to talk in terms of sometime Radha and Krishna divided. When? That because we have bodies, we talk like that. When? Since ever. Forever and ever. Very difficult to understand this. But chaitanya kyam aduna prakatam. In Hindi, when we want to say modern, we say adunik. So the Sanskrit, aduna. Modern times, because 516 years, when we're talking Lord Brahma's day is, I don't know how many millions of 500 years at modern times. In this modern time, aduna tadvayam, those two, tadvayam, cha ekyam, chaikyam, cha ekyam, they again became one. In this modern times, they have manifested, those two have manifested, again they have chaikyam, aptam, again they have achieved oneness. What is that? Chaitanyakyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose appearance day we've all gathered here in this holy Mayapur Dham to celebrate. By His mercy only, we'll someday, by mercy, His mercy and mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, we'll be able to understand these pastimes. Now He gives some secret thing. Radha Bhava Jyuti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the self-same Sri Krishna. Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Offering obeisance, that self-same Sri Krishna. But Radha Bhava Jyuti Subalitam. He has covered himself, decorated, suvalitam, he has decorated himself very sweetly. With what? Radha, bhav, and jyuti. Jyuti means luster. Just like here in Mayapur, we have one Radha jyuti, huh? Very nice cook. So jyuti means luster. Therefore we see Mahaprabhu, he is not cham, he is gaur. He's luster of Srimati Radhika. And taken on the bhav of Srimati Radhika. This is the secret of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation. So we should not misunderstand in any way. Just like sometimes people ask, I remember the first time we ever came to Mayapur, somehow we had to take a train back to Calcutta, and we went to Krishnanagar, and all these people came, and some young fellows were there, were saying, well, Krishna has got so many sakis, I have got so many sakis also, like this. You know. So they challenge, you know, why Krishna, he's God, then why he's dancing with other people's wives? Why your God is dancing with other person's wife? What kind of God is this? But first of all, we have to understand, what is wife? Patni. Dharam Patni. What is wife? Wife means that within her heart, she's only keeping her patidev, her husband. Within her heart, that is Patni. In her heart, only one person there, her husband. So if we see inside each and every one of our heart, who is there? Krishna. He's the husband of everyone. We're all Krishna's wife. So the question is not why Krishna is dancing with other person's wife. He's dancing with his own wife. The question is, why are you dancing with someone else's wife? That is the question. Why are you dancing with someone else's wife? We're all Krishna's wife, so why are you saying this one is mine? So this mantra is very, very sweet. At least now, I was warning you yesterday, you should go there within the next 2 years. If you go there, go in the group. And it. You have to cross the Jamuna and you have to walk for quite a ways, otherwise you have to take a car and you have to... If the bridge, right now, I think the bridge is across the Jamuna. You can go across the Jamuna Bridge and drive towards Raya, and then you have to ask everybody. There's a road. You can get there, even bus can go there. There's a road all the way up there to Mansim. Boat, and then walk, and then you have to walk through the fields, but don't go alone. And somebody told, oh, it's just 5 minutes across the Jamuna, and two girls went there, and they walked and walked and walked, and they finally got there after an hour or so. Then on the way back, somebody was cutting the sugar cane. He saw two foreign girls so beautiful he never saw in his life. He came there with his chopper, you know. He said, oh, so many horrible things. Somehow they got free from him. But don't go alone. And it's not 5 minutes across. Don't let anybody fool you. It's a long walk if you go by walking. Go in a big group. Or go by car. But it's because now they're building a bridge across the Jamuna. And they told me the road that's going to connect to that bridge is going to go like half a kilometer from Mansarovar, so it'll become a big picnic place, and it'll be plastic and wastic and everything everywhere. Now it is a very sweet and beautiful place. The WWF, they, and Friends of Vrindavan also, they fixed it up and cleaned the lake and planted so many trees, so many kadamba trees are there. It's a very beautiful place now. So you can see it within the next 2 years, you'll see it nicely, and after the road is finished, it may become, who knows? Taj Mahal, or worse. So from there, we wander on down to the bank of the Jamuna, and we come on our way to Lohavan, and we come to a place called Panigat. So at this place, so many wonderful boat pastimes took place. Because from other side, gopis were trying to come, because this side, when we cross over, then we're on the same side of Jamuna. No, we're not. Anyway, so many times gopis, they cross the Jamuna for whatever purpose. So one day, they were carrying so many pots of butter and yogurt and milk and ghee, and they came to the bank of Kalindi. And they saw one old boatman was there, lying against his boat and sleeping. He pulled his chadar over his head. And they looked up and down the bank of the Jamuna. They only saw this one boatman is there. So Brishpama Nandini, she sent Lalita Pisaka, go establish the affair. So they went there, and they woke up the boatman. What? And they said, we have so much butter, milk, and yogurt, and we went across the Jamuna. And boatman said, look, my boat is very old, and you girls have very heavy loads, we'll never get across, and I'm sleeping, you don't bother me. They went back, they told Radharani, Radharani, there's no other boatman around, you please convince him. So again they came, boatman. Huh? He said, nobody else is around. Well, he said, let me consult with my boat. And the girl said, we never heard of a talking boat. He said, no, I have to talk with my boat. And he discussed with his boat. He said, my boat says he can go across, but he has to wash the feet of a Brijavasi. So they said, we never heard of such a thing, a talking boat. And now he went, which Brijavasi? Again he consulted with his boat. He says, that one who's the daughter of Maharaj Brisabhanu. I have to wash her feet. Radharani became in a big huff. What kind? We have never heard such a fair as this. He said, all right, my boat says he's not going. He says, we're not going to pay the fare like that. You, whatever money you want, we can give you, but this we'll not give you. Then my boat, he's saying he's not going. I'm going back to sleep. So then, all right. So that boatman, very cleverly, he washed the lotus feet of Brishpama Nandini. He caught that water in his lota. Then he sprinkled that on his head, on his boat. He sprinkled on Kalindi also. He sprinkled on the ground. He sprinkled everywhere, this water. Then he got all of the Brajanganas, all the gopis, to come on his boat. And he began to row. And when they got in the center where the current was very heavy, he began to slow down. What's wrong? No, unless you give me something, some of this butter and yogurt to eat. So it's all right. So then he took one pot of butter and yogurt and look, another one. And they were all astonished. How this boatman, you know? And before they knew it, all their butter and yogurt was finished. All their milk, look. And he just threw the pots overboard. Now his belly is full. He belched and lay back in the bow of his boat. So then one gopi went there and she began, "Boatman, boatman, please wake up, please wake up." And when she was going like that, then she felt something funny underneath this boatman's chadar, and she pulled out Nandanandan's flute. Then the gopis, they were in ecstasy, but they showed anger and said, "You rascal, now you get up and get us to the other side before we all drowned." So then Nandanandan, he rode them, all the gopis together with Nandanandan. They were very happy now, they know who their boatman is. He rode them to the other side. And about these pastimes, so many beautiful, I couldn't pass this up. Even if we have to bring this very umbrage-like creature here. But he stores so many transcendental information. And there's so many wonderful verses. Everybody has written about this Jamuna pastime. Guru Param Yamunaya Muhuriti Gopivir Ukarauta. Let's see. Muhuriti Gopivir Ukarahuta. Tari tata kapata shayalur dvi gunalasyo harir jayati. Take us to the other side of the Jamuna, repeatedly called by the gopis. Krishna pretended to nap in his boat. All glories to the doubly indolent Lord Krishna. This is by Sri Sanjaya Kavishekara. Uti staratara me taruni mama taro shaktir arohaneka saksharakyami mugde taranim iha rave rakyayaka ratirme pateyam no prasange katamapi bhavita navayo sangamartha patapiti smitasyam jitagirim majitam radaya radayami. Krishna, my dear young girl, please step into my tari, boat which has become taru in the locative case. Radha, what power do I have to climb trees? Here she's taking the word taru to mean tree. Krishna, my dear, charming, bewildered girl, I do not mean tree, I mean tarani, boat. But Tarani, just like we were discussing the names of Kalindi the other day, Tarani Tanuja, the daughter of the sun. So Radharani says, why would I want to go to the sun? Krishna, all these words I have used mean no. No, now means both. Radha, all these words are meant to bring us together, because no also means, in Sanskrit, us. I worship unconquerable Lord Krishna, who happily smiled as Sri Radha defeated him playfully. Mukta taranga nivahena patanga putri navyacha noriti vachastava tatyameva shanka nidanam idam eva mamati matram tvam chanchalo yariha madhava navikosi. What you say is true. There are no waves on the Jamuna, and this is a new sturdy boat. I am so afraid because you, O Madhava, are the reckless captain of the boat. I see the Rupa Goswami. Jirna tari saritati vagadira nira Balavayam sakalam itamanata hetu kadidameto darinam yanmadava tvam madhisam prati karnadaraha. The river is very deep. This is an old boat, and we are simply helpless girls. It is very dangerous for us. Nevertheless, O Madhava, at the present moment, You are the only boat captain who can take a slender girl across the Jamuna. Sri Jagadananda Raya. Ambati Tarani Sutaya Stambita Tarani Sadevaki Sutta Atura Vilhita Gopya Katara Mukam Iksate Smira. Krishna suddenly stopped the boat in the middle of the Jamuna and demanded an immediate payment of the fare. He smiled as he gazed at the frightened face of the gopis who had no money to give. This is by Suryadas.
Vachatavaiva yarunandana gavya baro haropi barani maya sahasavikina duri kritam cha kuchayor anayor dukulam kulam kalinda duhituna tatapi aduram.
O Yadunandan, by your order I have cast into the water these milk products as well as my own necklace. I have thrown my scarf away as well. Still the shore of the Jamuna has not come any closer. This is by unknown author.
Paya purai puna sapari gata guna cha pavanai kabiri kalindi payasi tariresha pravisati aho medudai vamparama kutuka kanta vidayo Hari varam varam tarapi karatalim ratchayati.
The boat is violently tossed by the wind, filling with water, is now sinking into the Jamuna. Alas, destiny has become my enemy. Even in this calamity, lusty-hearted Krishna again and again puts his hand on me. By Sri Manohar.
Pani yase cha navidom mama naiva pani visram yatastha rapite parihana bani jivami chet punaraham na tada kadapi krishna tariya tadano tadano dadami.
My hands are exhausted. They can no longer bail water out. All you do is speaking joking words. Oh Krishna, if I live through this, never! Ever again will I place my feet in your boat.
By Sri Manohar. Idam udishya vayasya rasva samita daivatam namata yamunaiva janu dagni bhavatu nava naviko siapara.
O gopi friends, all of you please bow down before your chosen deity and pray that either the Jamuna River will not be deep as our knees, or we get a boat captain other than Sri Krishna.
Sri Mukunda Bhattacharya. Alasro sudanadara abahala abalaham upaiti banurasam sakidure nagariya kim karomi.
The boat rocks to and fro. The river is deep. The reckless son of Maharaj Nanda is the captain. I am a helpless girl. The sun is setting in the west. The village of Raj is still far away. O gopi friend, Kim Karomi, what will I do now?
Unknown author. Napekshate asi. Napekshate. Na pekshate sutikatam na shrinoti kakum shasvakritam na manute pranipata jatam hakim videyam aduna sakidanda sunor madye tarangani tarim tararo dunoti.
He pays no attention to my prayers. He does not hear my begging in a broken voice. He does not consider my repeatedly bowing down before him. O gopi friend, what will I do now? In the middle of this way-filled river, the reckless son of Maharaj Nanda violently shakes the boat.
Rupa Goswami. Esho tunga taranga langita tato sanga patanga tamaja Purneyam Tairamburi Nahi Hare Sankha Kalankarapi Katinyam Bhajanarya Sundari Vayam Radhe Prasadinate Jiva Masputam Atari Kurugiri Droni Vinodotsavam. The Jamuna is filled with huge waves. The boat is filling with water. Still, Krishna is not afraid. Oh, beautiful Radha, don't be so harsh. By your mercy, we will all live through this. All you need to do is pay the boat fare of a promise to enjoy with me a festival of amorous pastimes in the caves of Govardhan Hill. Srila Rupa Goswami. Kapkum karosi grihakona karita punja gudanga kim nanubita kitava prayahi kutra jajina tarani brahmanati biti kopangana gana vidamba chaturite. O Krishna, O cheater hiding behind this heap of dry cow dung, why did you uselessly beg me in this way? Go away, this is a foolish trick. You used to be very expert at tricking the gopis. You expertly tricked them when you frightened them in an old boat. Where is that expertise now? See the Rupa Goswami. So these are all wonderful poetry that the Acharyas have written about these boating pastimes of Radha and Krishna. What time is it? Huh? All right. Yeah. Anybody have some water? Some clean water? So after we pass Panigat, then we come to Lohavan. And I still have yet to find out the pastime of Lohavan. I've asked many people, even the people who live there. All they can tell is Lohavan, not much I know, in Shastra it describes, Lohavan was ruled by Loha Janga Sura. So Jung, you know, means knee. It's like this Janavi, she got her name because she came from the knee of Janu Rishi. So Loha Janga Sura. In fact, there's a little kund there called Krishna Kund. By the side of the kund, there's a only up to the knee, because he was low, he was iron knee, so everything else broke. But his feet up to his knees are there. This Loha Janga Sura, the statue is there, but only up to the iron knee. So that's all they ever tell, is that Loha Janga Sura was there, Krishna killed the Loha Janga Sura. I've been able to find out any more about this pastime of this Loha Janga Sura. The beautiful little Gopinath temple is there. It's a very sweet little place. We'll tell one pastime, this is a recent pastime. One time, Brajmandal Prakrama. So that time we started from Vrindavan, we'd be going for Prabhupada's disappearance, and we walked across the pontoon bridge. So I had gone to Gopeshwar. Some couple devotees went to see Gopeshwar, so we split off, we went to Gopeshwar. It was a Kadasi day, so we bought a little para, because that's only milk and sugar, so no problem. We were fasting, so we kept it with us. And then we tried to catch up, and then we caught up with them. And we went through a village, so we asked for chach, and the Brijbasis, they were embarrassed, they had no chach. So they brought fresh yogurt instead. Since, you know, chach, after they, in Braj, we, what do you say, churn. The yogurt to make butter. It's like in West, they scrape off the cream and churn that to make butter. And then you make ghee. And somebody told me, they did research, that butter and ghee that is made from the yogurt decreases cholesterol. Because you guys worry, people worry about this these days. Like that. But that from the cream, that increases cholesterol. Like that. Very interesting. So anyway, they didn't have any chash, which is just what's left over. This beautiful, oh, so nice stuff. When we go on Braj Prakrama, we just beg from forest to forest chash. So they were embarrassed. They didn't have, like I said, you know, if you come to some Indian's house, they have to feed you. So they brought fresh yogurt.
So we just, you know, as soon as we finished our loader, they would put more. We had a nice belly full of fresh yogurt. Then we caught up with the Brajmanda Prakama, and then they stopped. A nice grove, there's a nice grove of trees, and a nice raj was there, this raj dust. So I was sitting under the tree and listening to Lokanath Maharaj, and my belly was full of yogurt, and just like our Sri Krishna, I just took my little bag like this and put it under my head. And so I know where this, because I knew where they were going to stay in Lohavan. So I figured I'll catch up to them, no problem. It was so nice there, the shade was nice, the breeze was nice. Such a beautiful place. I just... Then I caught up, then, you know, I woke up and then I ran along the path and I asked somebody, which way did they go? And the guy said, you go straight, take the path that goes down and up over the railway track and don't get into anybody else's chakra. You know, chakra means don't listen to anybody, what anybody else says. So I was going along and everybody said, no, no, they went that way. And I said, you don't fall into anybody else's chakra, just go straight. So we went straight. I went across the, over the railway tracks, across the road, and came to Lohavan. And passed through the Lohavan. And then came out to the main road. And started walking to where I knew that they were staying. A couple of Gurukul boys who were at the Prikama, they had a bike. They came riding by. I said, no, they changed the place. It's back the other way, a kilometer. I was walking this way. And they said, no, no, back, there's a place called Lakshmi Nagar. It's about a kilometer back. And I said, it's a kilometer down the road. And they said, oh, no. So, I thought, well, anyway, they'll surely come to take darshan of Gopinath. So I just went back. I was tired. I remembered I had the para, so I ate my para. And there was a little Shiva temple right on the road there. And they had a nice little bench in the shade, and I went to sleep. And then I got up and wandered down to the... Then I had an old friend there named Ramdas, who lives right on the bank of Krishnakund. So I went to see Ramdas. Because I knew they'd come take darshan at Gopinath temple. So then... We went to Gopinath temple and nobody showed up. And we got darshan, Artik was there. By this time I was really hungry, you know. Just a little yogurt and some pera. And then all the Brijbasis said, Maharaj, did you eat anything? And what I wanted to say was, well, it's a Ekadasi. If you just cook some simple potato aloo, you know, aloo sabzi, I'd be very happy. But as soon as I got the word Ekadasi, everybody went, oh, in such a way that I knew. Because, you know, Brijbasis are simple. They don't necessarily follow Ekadasi or things like that, you know. So they all said, oh, better you stay with Ramdas. I said, oh, no. I walked so far, you know, didn't get anything. The devotees didn't come here to take darshan. I don't know where they are. But anyway, they'll come here in the morning. I'll just stay with Ramdas. So Ramdas and I, we went into town. Now this happens to be that Ekadasi where all the devas wake up. So he said, we'll go to town, we'll buy some milk, and we'll make a nice offering, and we'll take some milk and take us. I said, all right, at least we'll get some milk. We went into town to the bazaar. It was Dev Uttan Ekadasi. All the devas. So next morning, all the Brijbasis make sweet rice. Nobody brought milk to the bazaar. They all kept it at home. There wasn't any milk. There was some old stale burfi that was about a week old. So Ramdas, he bought like 150 grams. We went back to his little kutir. He offered it to Gopal. 75, 75, we divided. And I was so angry. I said, oh, Krishna, what are you doing, you know? And then I thought, anyway, whatever Krishna does is perfect. There's no need to get upset. He's got some, whatever his plan is, I don't know. But anyway, no use to get upset. So it was Kartik, so it's quite cold. So he gave me a bunch of blankets, and he had a bunch of burlap sacks. So, and there was just enough room in his kutir, you know. He slept on one corner, his little Gopal altar was there. I slept on the other side. We just put all these little burlap sacks down, and he gave me two or three blankets, you know, and we went to sleep. And I was just going to bed, and I said, wow. What had happened, because I was also thinking it was foolish, I knew that from Vrindavan up to the breakfast place was a very, very long walk, and somehow the Brajmanda Prakama management decided that everybody was going to fast. That's why I ate yogurt on the way, because I knew it was going to be a long time before we see breakfast. And I said, this is a foolish thing. All these poor people, they're going to walk, and first of all, they're walking barefoot. you know, they're not used to all these austerities, and you're going to make them walk through, you know. Because the sun is always cold at night. The sun was very hot. I said, these poor devotees. But anyway, they made that decision that we're going to walk without eating anything. So then they realized they blew it. So then they decided to cook a feast. So they cooked all this, you know, fried chips and fried that and fried this and fried that. And they brought some rubbery, which is a type of milk sweet. If you're not careful, it can go bad. So everybody, because next day what happened was I was sitting there by the Gopinath temple waiting, and then all of a sudden all the devotees came. Everybody's face was a little pale. They looked a little like this. And I saw a lot of devotees missing. And everyone came, they saw me sitting there by the Gopinath temple, and said, oh boy, Dinabandhu, you were lucky. They fed us all this fried stuff and then all this rubbery. People were so sick, you couldn't believe it. You know, people were, you know, they were throwing up, they were running across the road. Some people, they couldn't even make it across the road right in the middle of the... Some people, both sides, you know, from the, they're vomiting and passing stools simultaneously. One devotee passed out. They had to take, you know, 5 or 10 devotees to the hospital. You were so lucky you didn't come with us, you know. I was, you know, cursing Krishna the night before. You know? You were so lucky, Dinabandhu. Oh, man. You know, there's about 10 devotees still in the hospital, you know, and everybody else is like, you know, they walked all day without eating. They finally ate, and then it came out one end or the other or both. Then I thought, oh, no, now these poor devotees. Because I knew today, again, is another long walk from Lohavan up to Bandi and Andi. And it's a long walk, and they haven't eaten anything. So I thought, oh, my goodness. So we passed by some village, and the village was off the road. It wasn't right on the road. So I begged some Brijbasi for some roti, because the other thing, besides chaat, they have roti. You know roti? Not chapati, because chapati is very thin. This is thick like this, and not made with a roller like this, like this. With neem wood. So they were telling today, probably like gober, but... neem is even better. This, I'll tell you, is another story Jamuna told me, personally told me. The one time she went to the bazaar, or she asked the Brijbasis, what is the best way to make chapatis or rotis? And they told her, I can't remember the name, there's some type of wheat that comes from Punjab. It's sort of reddish. I don't know what. Anyway, she told the name. If you get that wheat, you grind it that day, because everywhere in Braj, you know, there's a chakki. Chakki means... where they grind the wheat. Everybody grinds same day. At least for a couple of days. The same day is best. You grind it the same day, then you cook it with neem wood. So next time Prabhupada came, Jamuna, she went, she bought that Punjabi, red Punjabi wheat. She ground it the same day. She made the rotis with the neem wood. And she brought them in, put it on Prabhupada's plate. Prabhupada took one bite. He said, this is that, whatever the name of the Punjabi wheat was, you ground it today and you cooked it with neem wood. Anyway, these are nice and thick like this with ghee on top. There's nothing like Brijbasi rotis. So I begged this Brijbasi, please give us some rotis. So, well, he said, wait a minute, you know. So he ran into the village. Meanwhile, Bud Pickamo was going out. I was begging for myself, so I was thinking, because I at least got something to eat, little, you know. But I was thinking for the devotees. So he came back, a big stack of rotis like this, you know. So I tried to shove the rotis into Om Tat Sat's, you know, shoulder bag. And he said, no, you take it. I said, no, this is not for me. This is for my friends. You don't worry about your friends. You sit down. He grabbed those rotis out of his bag. He took us to a little temple. He sat us down. Somebody brought some sabji from somewhere. Somebody else brought dal. And we were sitting there, nice. They were still hot. Because it was just that time in the morning when they start cooking. So the ghee was melted. They were still hot. And I was feeling so guilty, you know. All these, I wanted for the devotees, you know. All these poor devotees are, they fasted the whole day practically because whatever they ate already came out one way or another. And now they're going to walk for a long time. And here we're enjoying this wonderful feast, Brijbasi roti and sabji and dal, like that nice hot chapati rotis. And I was just feeling so bad, you know. And I kept trying to hide them in the bag, you know. The guy kept pulling, you know, his friend, because that guy disappeared. Vishnu Prishvasi disappeared. He said, don't worry about your friends. You sit down and eat. He told his friend to make us eat. His friend just kept pulling those chapatis out and feeding us. So meanwhile, so then we had to run to catch up. We're going along. We saw some Prishvasi coming down the road. He said, did you see a bunch of white people walking through the bridge, you know? And they say, yeah, they're in the village. Now, this is a little village. There's no paved road to this village. It's called Tarapur. Almost sounds like a village in Bengal. You know, is there a Tarapur in Bengal? Tarapur. Okay. Anyway, this is Tarapur. So we got there, a little tiny village, no, just dirt roads, probably not even electricity. And we came into the village square, and there was all the devotees sitting down eating rotis. And from every corner we saw these Braj Gopis coming with big stacks. They would just come running, you know. It was a big festival for them. 150 Braj Mandal Trikamawalas have come, and they're just running, every so often, and somebody was coming with buckets of fresh chaat. And as soon as you drank like that and put your loader down, poof, then somebody started bringing sabzi, somebody brought dal, and all of a sudden another lady was coming with another stack of... They were feeding, they were doing, this is called madhukari, you know, you go madhu. This was 150 devotees were doing madhukari in the middle of this tiny little village. See, when you get outside of all the big places, is that every time you come to Braj, you know, you go to Barsana and the Gram, and everybody just comes, hey Baba, I'm Prabhupada, Brijbasi, give me money, you know. You know, it's all commercial, you know. But if you actually go into the Braj village, you see the real Brajabhav is service. These people, they were so, 150 people came, uninvited guests. And the whole village, it was a big festival. They never saw probably white devotees before, just walking barefoot through the forest. 150 devotees, just, you know, as many chapatis as you could eat, and much chaat, and then sag came, and we just had a whole feast right in the middle of this tiny little village like that. This is the real life of Braj. Tulasi Braj Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki. So tomorrow we'll tell a few more pastimes about Lohavan, and we'll go to Bandi Nandi, and then we're going to go to Daoji. Oh, Daoji Maharaj Ki. So you guess what song we're going to sing tomorrow. It's not in the book though.